Welcome back to the Solomon Tension Podcast, Unfiltered, as we continue our Kicks and Conversation series. So this episode, I really want to focus on fear. We've all have had moments in our life to where we might have been fearful. And so I know a lot of you guys write in and you talk about that. And so I got some guests with me that are going to help me have this conversation. I have Ms. Kai and Mr. Dante. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
Thank y'all for being a part of the podcast. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do. We'll start with Ms. Kai.
All right. Well, my name is Kai. I go by Miss Kai Michelle on my social media platforms. And a little bit about myself, I am a full-time content creator, influencer in Dallas, Texas. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
All right,
a little bit about me. I'm a barber, professional barber at that. Also specialize in beard grooming, hydrotherapy, facials. Yeah. I do it all. Also, I'm a full-time dad, husband, and kids. Got a newborn, and I got a one-year-old at home, so it's a blessing. And
busy, man. Congrats
busy.
On that.
You're busy.
Yeah, so if I'm riding your car, what's on your playlist?
Straight R&B, 90s.
Man, you know what, man? It's this song that I've been listening to by Red Hands. It's like a soul gospel group.
Okay.
And they got a song called No Rush. Yeah. That's been the theme this whole month of December for me, man. Okay. No Rush.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
No Rush. So it's gospel and soul.
Yeah, Red Hands.
It's a new vibe. All right.
It's like D'Angelo got saved.
Mm.
Right. Okay.
That's what it'd be like. Yeah,
I'm trying to check that out.
That sounds real nice.
It's real fire.
Yeah. All right. So, hot topics in your space, in your work, or your life, whatever. What's been a hot topic, or what's been something you've been reading or seeing online a lot? What comes to mind?
Go for it this time.
What I've been reading, hot topics.
Yeah, man.
For me, hot topics is just consistency. Consistency has been a lingering thing in my mind lately. Mm-hmm. I feel like consistency is like one key ingredient that you should have as a business owner, as a man, or anything that you do.
Yeah.
And I think it breeds success. It also breeds the person you are called to be.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of times we fall short and we're stagnant and become complacent because of lack of consistency, wherever it may be in our lives. But I think we can apply that to different categories of our life, whether it was spiritual, physical, mental, to be consistent at everything that we do.
Yeah, I like that. Kai, what you got?
I see a lot of, well, I think this is a hot topic, but I see a lot of people wanting to take social media breaks, you know, may that be for mental health reasons or if they were trying to, like, you know, grow their content and it's not really booming like they expected it to. So they let that overwhelm them. And I just see that as a hot topic. Like, I'm taking a social media break. I'll be back in February. I'm not getting on. And I want to touch in on that because as a content creator, I don't believe that people should take a social media break. And I say this because when you're building consistency on social media and you're trying to build a business, whether you're selling clothes, perfume, body oils, or you're an influencer of some sort, you have to remain consistent. So you taking your algorithm to completely zero for a month or two puts you back down at ground zero. And what I say to remedy that would be to just work on a work-life balance, right? So just like people who work in the office and they're on the computers all day, that's the same thing when you're working on your content. You have to have some type of work-life balance. Like me as a full-time content creator, there is times that I scroll on social media for fun, but there are also times that I scroll on social media for work, like, you know, to analyze, to see what's coming, to see what's trending. So I don't believe that we should be taking social media breaks like that.
Yeah.
I mean, unfollow some pages if you need to, block some pages if you need to, follow certain hashtags so you have the type of inspiration that you need to keep going. But that is a trending topic that I see happen. And I hate every time the new year comes and people, I'm getting off of social media. And I'm like, but I thought you wanted to be an influencer. I thought you wanted to grow your business. You can't do that. You got to keep going. Not saying like going to burnout. And I'll never forget this. My pastor said this in 2022. You won't have burnout for something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So you have burnout of something that you're tired of because you keep trying to chase a high of something that you never had, but you just want it because somebody else got it. You're not going to have a burnout over something that you're passionate about. I've been blogging since 2011.
Yeah.
I've been going at it since 2011. Yeah. It's 2023. I ain't burnt out, you know, because something I was passionate about, and I just kept going until I got into the position where I need to stop, you know?
You know, you say something real good.
Thank you.
Because I hear what you're saying, but what do you say? Because what I find is a lot of people sometimes, you're real solid, obviously. You really got a lot of emotional capacity. You know how to say, I'm here for this and this. But what do you say? Because I think some people, you can chime in, kind of can't do what you do without comparing.
Mm-hmm.
They can't make it business. I'm analyzing. They start comparing themselves, and they start getting insecure, and they start doing stuff that they. So, how does a person stay where you are, not where you are, but that mentality, and not go on the deep end, so to speak? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. So, with that, I say everything is not meant for everybody. You know, I'm not supposed to be a photographer, even though I could take pictures, but doesn't mean I need to chase that passion. I'm not meant to be a chef or a pastry chef, even though I can cook and I can bake. There's no need for me to chase that. And even in this generation, just because there are so many people online and they're creating content and it looks amazing and they're getting the bag and they've gone from YouTube to being millionaires, just because you see other people doing it and it's in your face all the time doesn't mean that there's your calling, you know?
Yeah.
And we see that all the time, even if they're little jokes and stuff on Instagram, hey, we got enough rappers and ball players and estheticians and girls doing eyebrows. We need more of this. We need more of that. It may be funny, but that's true. You know, not everybody's supposed to be an entrepreneur. Not everybody's supposed to be an entrepreneur. So when people are out here stressed out, keep trying to chase this and go after that, they have to remember, you called to do something.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be a rapper. Just because you sing don't mean that you need to sing. I mean, look at American Idol. All them people that tried out, millions and millions. How many people won? How many people made it through the finals? How many people even got past Simon Cowell that could blow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a calling for everybody.
I like that. What's your philosophy?
I think you got to unplug from social media sometimes.
Okay.
Only because you can wrap yourself, you can build an identity inside someone else's world. And I think sometimes we need to do kind of some soul searching and try to figure out what you like, but not only what you like, what do you feel like you're naturally good at?
Yeah.
Something that you can do and for free and not get paid for it. Mm. You know, I think with social media, with all our stuff going on, a lot of people want to get on whatever's moving. And and what's moving doesn't mean it's good for you.
Yeah.
It might look good to you, but it doesn't mean it's good for you.
Yeah.
So I think an identity and knowing who you are and what's your objectives and what's your purpose and what you feel that is best for you at that moment and that season of your life, it may be a season for you to learn. It may be a season for you to sit down.
Okay.
It may be a season for you to get mentorship.
Okay.
It may be a season for you to save some money. And see, you know, whatever season that you're in, but I think it's key to kind of figure out where you are in your season.
Yeah.
So that way you don't build an identity outside your own purpose.
So you feel like sometimes to figure it out, you need to unplug, even just for a little while.
Just a little while. If you're comparing yourself to social media.
Okay. I see that.
It's one thing to be motivated and inspired, but it's another thing to want to mimic.
Yeah, it's a thin line, I think.